We are so horrified by the terrible business decisions we see made all around us by people who are relying on over-optimistic accounting that we tend to almost reach for opportunities to make our accounting very conservative, way more than other people. We think it protects our business decision-making as well as our financial integrity. I don't know why we ever got into this business of trying to get the accounting result as close to the chalk as we could possibly get it. What is wrong with the world when everything is a little bit underreported?
Yeah, generally people think that reporting and, you know, and transparency and all that has improved over the years. You know, I felt much better working with the financial statements in 1960 than I feel working with financial statements in 2000. And frankly, in many ways, I thought they taught me more about what the company was really about than the current ones do, even though there was far less detail. And what we really deplore is solving operating problems by accounting maneuvers. And, you know, Gen Re had some problems in the mid-80s when everybody did, and they went to discounting their workers' comp reserves. And they, you know, it was a quick fix, but it's like heroin. And you get on it, and it's not easy to get off. And we, Charlie and I, have seen that time and time again. People that think, you know, trade loading, whatever it may have been, they think they're going to solve something by playing accounting games. And they're encouraged. They're encouraged by their CFOs sometimes, and frequently they were encouraged by their big name auditors in one way or another to really play with the numbers. And it catches up with you. You might as well face reality immediately and take whatever operating steps are necessary to solve problems, or if you can't solve them, just give up on them. But whatever you do, playing with the numbers never works, although I guess if you're 64 and a half and you're going to retire at 65, it might get kind of tempting. Number one.